What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break.
Pardon my voice today, fighting it right now, try to get through this today. But Bill had a description before the show of the weather yesterday. Bill, it was not exactly kind of the weather. What did you say to describe yesterday? He's getting his headset on, getting ready to roll over there.
Well, I just described it as horrific. It was,
to be kind,
92 degrees with 70 mile an hour winds, like a hairdryer on your face.
Hairdryer on the face.
Like a hairdryer just blowing right to your face. 92 degrees. It was horrible.
And you're,
this is what me and Sugar have, nothing gets straightened out until mid-October now.
Oh boy.
Really? Sugar's face yesterday during the walk was just like, there was heat and humidity.
It was.
And she's just looking at me like, what happened? What happened? A month or 2 months ago, we had snow on the ground.
What's this supposed to be like today?
It was heaven.
I mean, there's still a chance that we get some spring temps. It's not officially summer yet, so I think there's still hope.
Summer.
There's hope for you, Bill, I think.
Oh.
I don't want to put you in complete misery yet.
I'm distraught.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
About Sugar, too.
I'm distraught.
Lincoln weather right now, it's 47. That's not too bad. High of 67.
That's okay. Today. That's not bad.
I can
live
somewhat
with that, right?
Live with that. I can somewhat live
What's
with that.
What's your ideal temperature, Bill, that you like?
Like that?
Ideal temp?
42.
Is it 42?
42 would be my ideal temperature.
Tomorrow's 64.
Sugar likes to walk.
I'm seeing the next week, the high is 76 over the week. So in that's the 60s and low 70s, that's pretty solid. It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's Jake's voice.
It's bad.
It sounds like, I don't know what.
Jake told me yesterday he was coming down with a bit of a cold, but
there
was something more disturbing.
What's that?
And this would have been like, I think Steve would be cake for you. Would be. I'm trying to think what it'd be for me.
Oh, yeah. This is going to bother you, sir.
Might be a pecan pie.
Yep.
He's like, I had a beer and I couldn't taste it. There was no taste.
And now, why don't we clear something up? For those who are saying, Jake's got COVID. No. I tasted my food. The food I could taste just fine. I couldn't taste the beer.
Why don't you
COVID-19.
I did not mask up. I had
mask up.
I went to lunch and had a nice sandwich. I could taste the whole thing and the chips I could taste. It was just I couldn't taste the beer. And Bill calls me saying, "Oh, golf league tonight. You could have beers." I said, "Maybe." I had one beer last night.
Golf league.
A golf league.
Which the opening night of golf league usually you have about 10 beers and it's a good night. I had one
Where
beer.
Where would I be, Steve? Where would I be?
You'd be in the ER.
I'd be in the ER.
You would be in the ER, by the way.
You
would be in the ER.
It would be. There's no doubt.
If you drank 10 beers on a Monday night, you'd be calling me from the ER.
I'd be calling you from the ER.
Can't do the show tomorrow.
Show tomorrow. I wouldn't be until Thursday.
You
couple days, yeah.
You drinking 10 beers on a Monday night would be...
Yeah. Well, it's just one. Yeah. So maybe we're growing up over here, possibly, and fighting through it.
Hey, Golf League was last night.
It was.
It was Jake's birthday.
AJ was out there. My call, Andy, as you knew, Andrew, from back in Columbus. AJ.
Yeah, I knew him as Andy. It's
I think the fourth or fifth year of AJ as my Golf League partner.
When did he make the change, do you think? When did he also become AJ?
Because he was Andy when we were kids. Yeah. And then Jake insisted at one point 9 years ago.
Yep.
No, it's AJ. It was not
9 years ago. Yeah. I have not been Golf League partners with AJ for 9 years. It's four or five.
I talked to my wife last night about that. I go, Sip has worked with Jake for 9 years, and he had no idea when his birthday. No idea when it was. Steve, is tomorrow? I have no idea.
Do you know when mine is?
Yeah. Yeah. Should I tell the people
right
now?
No.
I know when your birthday is.
When you called me yesterday, I had no earthly idea.
You know what? And I always bring up your birthday on your birthday, so you can't hide that.
No.
I know it.
Oh, God. Anyway, so just, it's not a good look for me.
You had no idea. And you even said, I think it's October.
To be fair, again, how many birthdays do you think you can memorize off the top of your head?
Six.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Six.
Jake's probably got several hundred.
I'd go probably in the 20s, maybe.
Jeez. That's remarkable to me.
It doesn't bother me, though. I mean, it doesn't bother me that I don't know someone's birthday. Or they don't know mine. That has no interest in me.
But I should know his.
You probably after 9 years, you should know that.
I'm not bothered by that.
It's pretty selfish.
I'm not bothered by that.
I'm not. It's pretty selfish. It's a selfish look, and you just put it on the table.
I just love to see young Jake 9 years ago. Just seeing the albino sitting over there, ready to go at the mic, down in the dungeon.
It's not that much different now.
Oh, it's different. Well, you know what bothered me yesterday is that people were guessing my age, and it was not kind to me. Yeah, I think 9 years ago, people would have guessed, oh, he's like 20 or 22.
Who's guessing your age?
Several people said, what are you, 36, 38? I'm like, no.
No.
34?
Did you say it like that, too?
I was saying, why is everyone going above the number? This is bothering me.
That is
someone
trouble.
Said 32. I said, thank you. Thank you. That was kind.
No.
But 30,
no.
36, 38. I don't like that.
It's because you're accomplished.
That's not why. It's because of this. Come on, don't lie.
It's the five head.
There's some wrinkles. There's some
the five head.
Five head. Yeah. Full of albino five head. I got it going right now.
It's funny to me.
It's still funny to me.
Five head.
Forehead. You got a five head.
His hair's not that. It's not that receding, is it?
It's receding.
It's receding.
Not too bad though.
It's a little light up top. We're looking.
You're like like Rod Stewart. Well, I saw me.
Ellie took a picture of me with the cake, and it looked like I was receding.
Compared to me,
yes. Look at his hair.
It's receding. It's not. It's never been thick ever in my whole life. It's always been very wispy and thin.
Wispy.
Never had the thick hair.
It's one of the best idle chit chats we've ever had.
It's just true. It's wispy.
It's wispy.
Yeah. Wispy hair.
Have you always had wispy hair?
Oh yeah.
I have to get my hair thinned.
I know you do. When you take off your hat, it freaks me out. It does. It freaks me out when you pull your hat off. I'm like, look at that.
Full head of hair.
What's that like?
Pecan Pie says, everyone guessed you were older, Jake, because you are a grump ass. Whoa.
Now, one thing Jake's not is a grump.
Is that true?
That's not true. Jake is not.
I have my days. I'm grumpy.
No, he's not grumpy. He's not really grumpy.
I have my days. I'm grumpy, but that's not very very often.
I don't
know. No, it's like once. It's about once. No.
Once every 2 months.
When is it?
The last thing that Jake would be grumpy.
Thank you.
Be the last thing. Now, he screamed at me the one time when I said, hey, the coffee thing's not working.
But he wasn't really grumpy.
That was unfortunate.
He snapped at me for that one.
Because I was informed that it was working. I said, we're never doing that ever again. We're going back to the old way, and we'll just do it that way forever.
He just got mad. He doesn't even get mad. He still wasn't even grumpy.
No. Yeah, I still wouldn't put him in grumpy category. I agree with that.
And I've done shows after terrible Dolphins losses where I am grumpy for a segment, and I move on.
Your hair's wispy.
It is wispy. Look at, there's no thickness to that. Yeah. Even now, I know.
He's in the Accord. Also, two things. Jake showed up late, even more late today.
I did.
Yeah, he was back with that. He ran the stoplight again.
I saw Bill behind me. Yeah.
There was Jake. All of a sudden, you see him with the Accord, look around.
I was surprised you didn't follow me, though, Bill. You sat there.
I did.
You were behind him.
I was behind him.
You guys were coming in at the same time?
I was late, too. I was late.
It was major late for me.
What's going on?
I was trying to find some cough drops at the house. It took a long time to find them. Yeah. Found them finally. That's what my problem was. I was just searching the house for cough drops. You want that was the issue.
Aren't they usually in a set spot?
They weren't there. Right. Exactly. I checked the spot. They weren't there. I swear to look harder.
I'm going to say right now in our house that you think everything is. It's not. We're not in set spots. You could ask anything. It's just like, really. They were here last week. Yeah, they're not there. Now we keep them over here. Now they're, and they're not really kept over. It's not like a change of spot. They just randomly got put in a different spot.
Jackson from Nashville says, Jake isn't grumpy. I prefer, quote, passionate.
Passionate.
Passionate. Nashville, Tennessee.
Passionate and grumpy? Are those even siblings at all? Are those related?
Yeah, they can be because you'll get sort of passionate about your teams and losses and
okay,
such.
That's true.
Yeah, you get passionate.
So they're siblings then. They're okay.
Yeah, cousins. You know,
there was one thing that was left off of the small gathering at Arnold's when I was at Friday night.
Friday night.
From Friday night was that was it. The one of the greatest attendees there was Missing Tooth Greg.
He was there.
Missing Tooth Greg was there, and he had a photo of you and Matthew McConaughey in your Colts uniform from your dream.
That's true.
That was incredible.
He was in the bathroom.
Yeah, it was in the bathroom.
Shindy. Okay, so
Shindy's the one that pointed it out first.
Shindy.
Yeah.
Schindler.
Yes.
Steve. What a dude, by the way. Schindler came up and goes, he said, hey, your picture's in the bathroom. Okay, see, now that costs.
That freaks you. Right.
I heard him say that.
I'm going
to
tell you this right now. If someone comes to me, FYI, your picture's up in the bathroom, I've got concern. I'm going to, did you immediately go to the bathroom?
No.
I would have went immediately.
You did not go.
I said, Shindy, is there a reason, is it a problem? He goes, no, it's flattering. I'm like, well, okay, wait a second. What does that
flattering
mean?
Picture
now,
of you in
now
the
I'm really concerned.
Right. Now I'm really concerned.
Right, no. So, yeah, Missing Tooth Greg, he photoshopped a photo of me when I played for the Colts.
It's almost like Greg has his own copy machine in the basement. It's not really photoshopped. It's more like the old school, like stuff I did like in the 80s of cutting someone else's picture out.
He prides himself on it.
Yes.
Yeah, I was hanging in the bathroom.
I told Greg that I still have his picture of us with Ken Shimmick as the bandmates before.
Oh, that was
it's great. In my cubicle back there.
That's right.
He forgot he made that. They said, no, that thing was awesome.
How'd he forget that?
Yeah.
How'd he forget that? Yeah, Greg's pretty, what's the word for it? Creative.
Creative. And he made the party incredible.
Well, the party was incredible.
He wore his ticket hat that Shit Daddy signed.
Yes.
From the Midwest Bank outing.
He has
about
an
a year
autographed
ago.
Hat.
He does. That Shit Daddy signed.
Yes. Greg has an autographed hat.
Yeah, he does. And he wore it.
That Shin Daddy
sign. Shin Daddy. We saw him sign it at Midwest Bank.
Saw him sign it. Was there for it.
Yeah. Shin Daddy's sort of a deal. You know?
Sort of.
That's where Jake said, I like Stone. That comes on every day. I laugh every single day.
It is because of that building.
I like Stone.
I like the Stone building.
We were giving him crap about it.
No, you were. Build back. You're the one that said, it's not that much Stone.
There's not that much.
I've reevaluated it, too. It's people made it sound like you're at Yellowstone or something. It's not. It's a great building. But you did. You thought like, am I in Bozeman? No, there's some stone.
That doesn't define the building at all.
John says,
not even close.
John says, I would be concerned if my picture was in a bathroom.
Sure, that's why
you didn't go look right away though. That's the problem. I was there when he informed you, and you just said, whatever, I'll get there eventually.
I'm going to say at least twice during the night, I got the, is that Sippin' Jake? And they would just beeline past me to head over there.
See ya.
You guys were like
not true.
Signing autographs.
You were holding court with people. Yeah. You were holding court at one point.
There's a lot of people.
With your 7-7. There was. You were holding court. There were people that were there to see you. It was fun.
It was a good event. Good time.
It was a good event at Arnold's. We will go back to Arnold's. Arnold's has become our party spot.
Kind of has.
Really has been.
I think they were there three times now.
Yeah.
Three or four.
Mm-hmm. It was a good scene, too. Great scene.
Anytime you go into a place that one of the main things right down the middle is a nice shuffleboard table, and that is
incredible. It is nice.
It's probably top two or three in town. Everyone knows that. Go to Arnold's.
And you were right yesterday. The help was really good. They have really good bartenders.
Yeah,
the gal.
It was quick service.
They were, and always a smile.
Polite.
Always a smile. Everyone's very polite.
Happy to be there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Remember Cole that would call in all the time? Did you guys?
Yes.
Jake would know.
Yeah. College Cole's
mom was there, which that got me too. I'm Cole's mom. I'm like, wait a second, Cole.
Which Cole you talking about?
The Cole that calls into your show. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So she was.
It's been a while, Cole. Where have you been?
She's a breaker at the bar. She was a breaker literally at the bar. She was at the bar. At the bar, bar, sitting on a stool. Cole's mom. I think it was Cole's dad. It might have been some other guy.
Okay, well. Well, okay, hello. Now it got interesting.
Hello.
Okay, somebody was there with Cole's mom.
Get yourself out of this pickle. Just tell him you're there at the party. Why were you there? Oh, well, it was Bill's surprise party.
Free tab. The tab was open.
Yes. God.
That was incredible when they said that. Were you at the party? Well, yeah, it's free tab. I'm like, whoa.
Sip new open tab and still just had waters. Didn't put a single cent on your tab. I had three beers. That was it. Three beers. That's pretty light for an open tab.
And now you might have COVID. Put a mask on, Jake.
Can you please put a mask on?
Yeah, it's on. It's invisible. You see it? Anything else? Idle chit chat.
The chat. Nope.
That's good. That's
I don't
investing.
Think so.
Okay.
Think so. I got nothing interesting. All I do is work.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends Newton's Lawn Care. Please
Andrew.
Call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. Get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Free quote within 24 hours at Newton's Lawn Care. Andrew doing great work around Lincoln.
Oh, he's killing it.
You got to figure out Jake's voice.
I'm fighting, trying to fight through it.
You're doing fine. But you can't talk the rest of the day after the show.
I'm not. I don't intend to. I'm trying to go mute the rest of the day.
Jake goes mute.
9 a.m. mutes today.
Also, for any of my neighbors out there, Jake, I just want to make sure it's very crystal clear that Laura chose to mow the backyard.
Oh,
okay.
Last night. Okay. I had to depart for a small mushroom hunt. And
oh, I didn't hear about this.
And I mowed the front yard and the side yard. And I go. I can't get the back. I'll just get it tomorrow morning. When I get it tomorrow, right, Dad?
And Laura
did. I get the text message that said, "Backyard mowed. Check. Dog poop picked up. Check. Got that."
How'd you respond to that?
No, I was happy with it, but
not
then
so bad.
But I really wanted to go make sure. I told her last night. I said, "Go tell the neighbors you did this on your own. And I did not make.
Did not ask you to do this.
Yes."
I think that's fine, by the way.
How was the hunt, though? Didn't hear about the hunt?
Went with Gary. Went with Chalky, my buddy. We got nine.
Nine.
So it was a little limited. I'd like to have had a little more action than that.
Where'd you go?
That's a prize. Secret ass. That's the journalist, though.
That's the journalist in you, yes.
Well,
off the record.
Who, what, when,
off
where,
the
why?
Record, where'd you go?
It's a natural question. Who, what, when, where, why?
Yep.
You taught
so
young
Gary, Chalky.
You taught young Ben that. You did. You did. Well, you went back then. Ben, here's a couple things here.
Don't change the subject.
So anyways, a good little hunt.
Good little hunt. Now, will you eat these?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, we're back off. I will chit you.
Okay. Well, it is the off season now that the spring games are over throughout college football.
And Husker games.
And the Husker games.
The team roping.
The team roping.
Team roping is back. Is over.
That was not even discussed.
It did discuss the team
covered
roping.
The Husker
how was
games,
that
team roping.
It was a team roping.
How was the team
John
roping?
John Cook was there. Right?
He was riding a mechanical horse.
It was a horse on wheels. Yes. They
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Roped a calf on wheels. The team roping event. John looked good. Regal. As regal as you can look on a horse on wheels. I mean, you know, wasn't...
You do. You get to a certain point, how good can I look on this?
And
he looked incredible, but then there's a stop there. There's an end game. It's like, okay, you can only go so far.
Right. It's the good thing is they don't rear up. You know, they don't.
That's true.
They don't buck.
When someone yelled "loose horse," you didn't ever look out and see a mechanical horse coming down the stalls, did you?
You know,
in Grand Island,
I don't know if East
Bonner.
I don't know if
for Attacad.
Hey, Bill, that was a thing, by the way. What? When you heard "loose horse," it was real. Life got real.
Got real.
There was a horse.
There's no jacking around. Was
no,
there
was a loose horse. If there's a loose horse with that, like, sheds its lead shank and everything, you're like, okay, this is not going to be good. But some dudes just had it, you know, they would throw out their arms and
block
it and be able to stop it and corral it. But God, it could be.
But was the first fear when you heard loose horse all of a sudden like, I'm going to have to try to.
This is me.
I got to capture this horse.
I wasn't the perfect candidate for that. I wasn't.
I wouldn't either.
Usually you want big dudes doing it. Bigger dude, seriously.
Well, that's a shocker.
And I think
to get a horse down.
Well, not down. You don't have to wreck.
You don't tackle
not
the
down,
horse.
But
we're not putting him in. We're not putting him in a full Nelson.
We'll give him a headlock.
Yeah, we're not throwing him to the ground.
I assume you want a bigger guy in general. Jake's trying to corral the horse.
Trying to trip the horse. Not trying to trip the horse, Jake.
You don't have to get him to the ground.
To corral.
Big guy to
get hold of the horse. I would assume you want a bigger person.
Hey, put out the rope and try to trip him. No, Jake. We're not trying
to get
that
horse to the ground.
That would be horrific.
To corral the horse.
No. All right.
Jake. My apologies.
Andy Staples, Jake. Andy Staples
is a respected voice in college football. And
he is.
As you know, people always like to put out their early projections for the upcoming year, post the spring, as we get to the offseason. And Andy Staples has Nebraska in his top 25 ahead of next year. He has them at number 22. Here is the assessment for why he has them ranked. Andy Staples says the Huskers upgraded their offensive talent in the portal this offseason. Former Kentucky receiver Dane Key, former Bama offensive tackle Elijah Pritchett, and Notre Dame guards Rocco Spindler should help Dylan Royola in his second year as the starter. The question is whether Nebraska can stay as good on defense after losses to the draft and the portal and the departure of coordinator Tony White to Florida State. New coordinator John Butler was hired last year with the intent that he would ultimately replace White, so perhaps the transition will be smooth. That's the commentary from Andy Staples on Nebraska, number 22 in his preseason ranking, early preseason ranking.
Andy obviously does good research. I mean, I read this top 25. I read all these capsules. They're good. This is good. This is a good top 25. I'm not just saying that because it's my employer. Andy's smart. I think he's a Florida grad, which probably maybe helps explain Florida at number 10, by the way, which that caught me.
And I did find something. Go proceed.
Auburn, number 13, is pretty high, it seems like. He explains why. Illinois gets your attention at number 9.
Yes.
Georgia's pretty low at 8. But all the explanations make a lot of sense, and he's dead on Nebraska. That's Nebraska right behind Tennessee, right ahead Iowa State. But his explanation for Nebraska makes sense. The defense, the question is definitely the defense to me. And it's mostly just up front. I think the back seven's really athletic. I just wonder about them up front. That's what of course you wonder. That's the question. Go ahead, Bill.
No, I think, like I said, obviously Staples does a great job. The one thing you always wonder is, with any of these pundits, is what have they seen? Have they actually watched film? I think most of it is just taken off of, okay, and what he's right. Okay, they've improved on this. They did this there. They lost. They probably just go down and just say, okay, what's their biggest losses? Well, D-line's biggest loss. Okay, this is quarterback was a true freshman. He's back. That's got to be an upgrade. And I think that's for most people.
Yeah.
Because I would probably, if you quizzed Andy Staples, did you watch Nebraska a lot last year? Probably didn't watch him
probably
much.
Probably not a lot.
Probably didn't.
Game watching, though, is part of it, right?
Yeah. Oh, game watching is part of it. Mm-hmm. And even that would probably not be a lot. But all of his assessments are
good.
I don't hear anything that's off.
No, I always felt deficient, Bill, when I did a top 25 because of what you're saying. But you can, I could take that too far. Like I'd be like, God, I wish I could see Florida practice. Well, that's not gonna happen. I wish I could see their film. That's not gonna happen. And some of it is perception, right? This is perception. Like, it's perception built over time too. You just sometimes think, well, this team's gonna be good. because it's always good, right? Ohio State, for instance.
Yeah, there's just different. And like, because I look at it, and wasn't it? Was it Ohio State won for a prediction of national championship next year? Where were they? Well,
they're five.
This is
not in this one, but overall they've been predicted to be.
Oh yes,
they're higher than five to win. To
Oh, 100.
Yes. They're everyone, and then they
based on what?
And then they lost 14.
Right,
14.
They lost
NFL
14
players.
To the draft.
Good point.
And so it's like, hang on now.
Good, great.
How
point.
Do you lose 14 and I think they're first or second on the odds to bet on a national championship today in Vegas.
If they're. Wouldn't you venture to say, Jake, Bill, that Ohio State's in every top five?
Yes.
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 If they're not in the top five, you're like, what? And what's it based on? And a lot of it's based on the past. Because what you just said is they lost 14 guys to the NFL. Yeah. Now, what I always say is they got the best offensive player in the country in Jeremiah Smith. And Andy did say they have the best defensive player.
Caleb Downs.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if he's the best, but he might be, right?
He's awful good.
He's pretty good.
But all, like I said, it's just interesting because also of this top 25, there'll be four or five that don't that finish, 75th.
Yep.
That's every year. That's going to happen. I mean, there's been craziness of, remember, USC at one time, I think it was under Lane Kiffin, was preseason number one and didn't finish in the top 25.
Yep.
So there's going to be some craziness in there. And then there's going to be there's going to be about three or four outliers of those top 25 that go 6-6. Then there's going to be three or four also, like there are two or three, they'll have Arizona State years.
Yep. Or they're not even in here.
Not even right. in there. And they, like I said, Arizona State picked dead last, finished 16th, and then won the league, and then had Texas down to one play.
Yep.
To go to the semifinals. That's that. So those are you can count on. You
oh,
can count
100.
You can count on both sides of this.
It's just offseason fodder. Texas is number one in Andy's
bet
mind.
On Arch Manning.
And I wonder that one too. Arch Manning has barely played and has all the accolades and should be. What I've seen of him, I really liked. All I'm saying is he hasn't really played, and they had 12 guys drafted.
12.
So it's hard to replace 12 draft picks.
And they lost a lot up front on offense. Here's what he says, but the Longhorns seem confident in their recruiting and the development. This is about the offensive line. You worked with Kyle Flood, didn't you?
No.
Oh,
Flood was the one that had gotten
at Rutgers,
got let go.
Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay, I thought you worked with Kyle Flood. He's apparently the offensive line coach for Texas.
Yes, he went to Alabama, then he went over there then he went to Texas with Sark.
So he says they seem confident in Flood in what he's doing with the offensive line.
And you should, because again, the last 2 years at Texas have been two playoff teams, and they looked the part and they've had draft picks. So most likely they're going to look the part and have draft picks again.
Who would be your number one?
I don't even really
know. How about Penn State?
I just don't see it in the end over the top.
Okay, now he has a good point about them.
They're number four, by the way. Yeah. Penn State's fourth in Andy Staples' top 25.
He says that transfer receivers Kyron Hudson, USC, Devontae Ross, Troy, and Trebor,
Syracuse,
probably determine whether the Nittany Lions are national title contenders or a very good team that makes the college football playoff but doesn't make it until the end. So that's what you said, by the way, maybe not till the end. But he says Penn State has just about everything else, including Jim Knowles, by the way.
Yeah, $3 million a year.
They have those running backs. They have Drew Aller, who, God, he was number two in that.
We'll get to that later on, but there's an interesting draft, mock draft for next year was very high on Drew Aller.
Aller number two? Anyway, Bill, I mean, I'd be tempted to put Penn State one.
It wouldn't be outlandish by any stretch.
I don't.
They return more. Probably have a little bit more of a chip.
You like Clemson. Would you put Clemson one?
They're third in this poll.
No. I don't know. They got some guys back on defense. The quarterback's back.
Klubnik.
I mean, yeah, Klubnik was played much better. They took a couple transfers this year.
Would you put Notre Dame number one?
No.
You have to have a number one.
I don't know who would be right now. I didn't know that this was that was going that I had to have my number one. I thought that was Andy Staples.
It's Andy's list.
It's Andy's list.
Texas, Notre Dame. Texas is one. Notre Dame is two by Andy. Clemson is three. Penn State four. Ohio State five. Oregon six. Could I sell you Oregon number one?
No.
They, by the way.
New quarterback.
Yeah.
That's, I just don't know if about him.
The guy that really is interesting to me is Dylan Thienemann. I saw him play, you know, we saw him at Purdue.
He's a safety.
Dylan Thienemann was a safety at Purdue last year, and he was really good. Like, you could tell, you could see it. And I just thought, God, he got out of Purdue and went to Oregon. Nice move.
Every day he wakes up. Right. He's like the rescue dog. And all of a sudden, it makes it out. It's like, whoa.
He's the rescue dog.
It's like,
way to go, Dylan.
Hey. Made it out.
Tommy got out.
Dylan got out, and I bet he's getting paid.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
I'm at Oregon, and he's good. Yeah. I'm. This conversation reaffirms to me it's Penn State number one. You could sell me on Notre Dame.
You could sell me on Penn State, though. You could sell me on Penn State 100.
Yeah, those are the teams.
This is what I was going to bring up, which I just have to do it one more time. I think we've hit on this before.
Please.
Where'd you have Florida at?
Florida's at 10.
Andy had him at 10.
Let's just go after their first two games. And the second game is USF, which is not a gimme at all. And they go.
Who is it?
At LSU. At Miami. Texas at home. At Texas A&M.
Okay.
Mississippi State at home. Georgia. At Kentucky. At Ole Miss. Tennessee at home, Florida State.
It's brutal.
How about those 10 games?
That's brutal.
Schedule.
I want you to imagine just any Big Ten team having that schedule. You would be.
Andy, how do you got him at 10? I don't get that.
And that is also why it makes it so hard when you're starting to put these playoffs together. Because if that team's 9-3, 8-4, 9-3. That's a playoff team. If that's a 9-3 team, that's a playoff team.
Here's the question for you guys. If you were doing rankings, do you just rate the team without a schedule in mind? This is the team. This is the team they got.
You rank them off just how what you look at.
Okay.
In
comparison. Is that what you do, Jake? Yeah. You don't look at the schedule and say, they're good, but they're going to lose.
Based on the team. Yeah, I would not look at the schedule part of it either. But then, in the end, though, it is based off of your schedule. Like I said, you take Florida and you throw them into a lot of other schedules. You'd be like,
throw them in the Nebraska schedule.
Yeah, they went to Nebraska schedule. Just imagine the comparison. What you just saw here with that would be like, whoa. So when the committee looks at that stuff, I see it. I really do.
And then Andy does a great job. Texas Tech, he has it 11, and he says they're this year's version of Ole Miss last year. And he says they are, what's he say? He says they're loaded, that they upgraded their talent considerably through the transfer portal. They just spend a lot of money is what they're doing. Can the Red Raiders turn their spending into a college football playoff berth? He says on paper, they now have the Big 12's most talented roster.
Wow.
You know, there you go. Texas Tech has the Big 12's most talented roster, according to Andy.
Still with respect, Arizona State is 16th, so they're just behind them. Again, good team without Scadaboo. Levitt's back, the quarterback, so they should
Levitt's
contend.
Back,
and they'll contend in that conference, obviously.
And you guys probably remember when you were watching Arizona State, they kept panning to Jordan Tyson on the sideline. He missed the Big 12 title game and the Peach Bowl, but he's a big-time receiver. They get him back. That'll help. Michigan 17, he had interesting things to say about Michigan.
What's his Michigan comment?
It's good. It's interesting. He says, if Michigan's offense can be even slightly above average, then I have the Wolverines ranked too low. It appears Bryce Underwood, the new quarterback, may have to be the day one starter, which wasn't the original plan. If he needs some time to develop, then it could look like last year for a little while. If he immediately lives up to his recruiting hype, then Michigan becomes a title contender.
Title contender.
He says if.
With the guys they've lost on defense.
Right. So he must think they
lost
have a really good
tackles.
Defense.
Yeah. Well, Michigan's recruited well.
Kenneth Graham.
Yeah. And
Frank Graham.
Graham.
Is it Frank
Mason
Graham?
Mason Graham.
Graham, not Frank Graham.
Frank Graham.
They've recruited well. Michigan has. They would be much better if the Fresno State quarterback was their quarterback to start
Mikey
the season.
Keene.
He might to start the season.
They're 17, Bill.
Okay.
Iowa, 25th in this poll, behind Nebraska and Louisville
Jake,
and Iowa State.
Your state has come through on this poll.
My state's 22nd.
It's kind of crazy.
Not 25th.
The crazy thing about Iowa, what's Iowa again?
25th.
How do you reconcile?
Iowa's 25th, but their over-under is 5, isn't it?
I think so.
It's 5.5.
One of the over-unders was 5.5, and they're ranked 20. So there's quite a discrepancy on those two pundits.
Not in the top 25.
What?
Google me.
Ooh, Indiana.
Indiana. Huh, interesting.
Google me, not in the top 25. Missouri not in the top 25. Baylor not in the top 25. TCU. The next five, he said, that's what I'm saying. The next five is Baylor, Missouri, Indiana, TCU.
And Washington.
Washington.
It's funny because there's such a push all the time about not having preseason rankings because it always creates false narrative. Mm-hmm. But yet you have to have them. You have to have a preseason AP, a preseason all those things. And just like this, you have to have this. You have to have something to talk about, to read about, to... And then also, what's nice about an Andy Staples is it's well-researched.
Yes.
Thanks for saying that.
Yeah, it's well-researched.
He did a good job on this.
Just randomly, hey, somebody hand me a piece of paper. Give me your top 25.
No, this is a good one. This is a good one, and he doesn't overdo it on the explanations, which I appreciate.
And Nebraska's 22nd for 22. Andy Staples. There we go. When we come back, Bill Belichick had a very odd segment on CBS Sunday mornings. We'll play some of that audio for you next.
Really odd. Really odd.
Early break. On the ticket.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.